Hello there. This is CSW, creator of Incarnation Red. If you enjoy Incarnation Red and want to help keep it going, support the show on Patreon via the link listed in the episode notes down below. In return, you'll receive a variety of perks ranging from a monthly Q&A / horror gaming livestream to a chance of having a mini episode made based off of you and your fears released on the main RSS feed for everyone to hear. Additionally, all patrons receive access to an exclusive patron-only Discord server where you can chat with fans and myself, watch live streams of pre-release episode editing, and join in on regular horror movie nights. I rely on your support to keep the show going, so any amount, no matter how small, will help me bring you more scary stories more often. Link is in the episode notes down below. Additionally, if you are a fan of audio drama podcasts in general and want early access releases plus bonus content from Incarnation Red, absolutely sign up for Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators for just $10 a month. You can think of Apollo Plus almost as the Netflix of audio dramas, offering exclusive content, ad-free and early access releases, behind-the-scenes content, supercuts, and a whole lot more, all by supporting the creators you already know and love. With Apollo Plus, 70% of the revenue goes directly to us creators and provides all of us, both creator and listener, with a place to enjoy the shows we love, such as Afflicted, 13, and of course Incarnation Red, and a whole lot more. And of course, Hemophobia, my upcoming horror podcast, will be there too, so join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com/plus, that's P-L-U-S. Incarnation Red is a horror anthology podcast and thus contains material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You don't want to go in there all by yourself, do you?
Episode 35. Impatience.
Coleman is unknown. Nevertheless, Chicago PD has commented that paranormal investigator and person of interest, Adam Dwyer, who was reported a few days ago to have been missing for multiple weeks now, has long been under investigation in connection with the rising and recently falling murder rate in the city of Chicago. Investigation began during the criminal trial of Howard Livingston, a multiple homicide suspect who died in custody and whose case Dwyer has directly connected with as a consultant. Dwyer was also reported to have held interviews with multiple prisoners at the same facility. Though the degree of involvement Dwyer had with Livingston's case is limited, police have confirmed that, in response to his disappearance while under investigation, he is, as of this moment, a suspect in Livingston's death and a high-priority person of interest for the spike in Chicago murders that occurred last month. The linkage between Dwyer and local deaths extends also to two cases that both took place on or near Dwyer's property. About a month ago, Percy Chaston, a resident of Norwood Park who lived a few blocks away from Dwyer, committed suicide while crouched under the window of Dwyer's home, doing so by carving the letters of Dwyer's last name into his chest. Chaston's death was witnessed by approaching officers who had been called onto the scene after Chaston was spotted by civilians lurking in the bushes outside Dwyer's residence and appearing, quote, wild and delirious. The eyewitnesses reported that Chaston, armed with a kitchen knife, fled the scene after they spotted him outside Dwyer's house, at which point they called the police, who then caught him in the act of trespassing before his death. Dwyer's property was also the site of police intervention when Matthew Palmer, a resident of Wicker Park who lived several miles away from Dwyer, was caught attempting to break into his house. This was in response to a 911 call made by Dwyer himself. Police pursued Palmer as he fled the scene, later shooting him dead when he rushed toward officers while screaming.
Comparisons to my previously confirmed cases number 161, 329, and 937, are exercises in futility. Thinking back over them affords me no real insight except a particular memory, a question I... Well, there's really no point in asking it, but... I just wonder what she would do right now. What would she say? She was so brilliant, so gifted with understanding even she could not fully grasp, and never afraid. She was never afraid. But this is not her case, and involving her would just put her in danger. She deserves to be safe after what she endured. In her own case. Incarnation Red is created, written, narrated, and edited by CSW. The opening theme was written and performed by Annika Hansen. All music and sound effects used in this podcast are created in-house from scratch. Special thanks to Annika Hansen and Noah Sanders for contributing voice acting work to this episode. For more information and regular updates, follow me on Twitter at CSW_horror or visit my website CSWhorror.com or like the show's Facebook page, Incarnation Red, as always spelled R-E-A-D. For behind-the-scenes looks and other scary content, you can follow me on TikTok or you can follow me on Instagram at Incarnation Red. Thank you for listening.